Marking the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi expressed regret August 15th for Japan's past deeds and vowed to make sure they never happen again. Our country caused damage and pain to many countries, especially the people of Asia during the war, Koizumi said. I pray for the souls of the war dead and the victims of war both at home and abroad. The day passed without Koizumi visiting Yasukuni Shrine, which honors Class A war criminals along with the war dead. He has paid an annual visit to the shrine since becoming Prime Minister in April 2001, but has not yet done so this year. Koizumi's remarks came as Japan's ties with China and South Korea remain strained, partly due to his repeated visits to Yasukuni Shrine and Japan's authorization of revisionist history textbooks. Koizumi also vowed August 15th not to allow the lessons of the tragic war to fade away. I will face the past, correctly acknowledge history, and hope to build future-oriented, cooperative relationships with Asian nations based on trust and mutual understanding, he said. The statement was the first of its kind issued by a prime minister on the anniversary since 1995. That year, the 50th anniversary, Prime Minister Tomiichi Murayama became the first Japanese leader to apologize for the country's past wrongdoings.